Hey, let's do this final hour. Dirt and Sprague here, Portland Sports Leader, 105.1 FM, The Fan, 1080 AM, the Odyssey app, live on YouTube. Good morning, everybody. Hope your Thursdays are off to a great start. Got a lot to get to here in the final hour of the show. And always look forward to Thursdays because, you know, it's kind of the unofficial beginning of the weekend. You're almost there, right? Once you get through Thursday, you're basically into the weekend.
Feels good. I love a good Thursday.
We get the opening of golf tournaments, and this one is a special one because it's the opening of the Masters. And on top of that, it is a Magic Hat Thursday. Now, I'm wondering if Young Casey put anything in. Do we have a Young Casey submission?
Well, that was like a late audible.
It was a hot route. Okay, I was just curious. I didn't know if we had time. I was just asking question.
Point of contention, I asked him twice now. For songs, for lowercase music, he has not sent me anything.
Yeah, what's the deal with that?
I'll send it over. I got you.
You keep saying that.
We want to play it as a bump back song. We want to put it in the system.
Well, I had some in the system, but I technically saved them incorrectly, so Swag deleted those off the system.
I heard lowercase say something on air. I text him something that he had incorrect to help him. He didn't even respond.
Really?
Yeah, I don't think he likes me.
I don't think he does either.
That's a hot take.
I think
you're
really
same college. I don't think he likes me.
Well, it's all your anti-Steeler takes.
You weren't the only one that corrected me.
Well, I assume that was the case, but I thought maybe I'd get to you first, given I text you versus seeing whatever else was out there.
I'm also just now realizing that we need to get my guy a new pair of headphones over here. Is that held together by duct tape?
What's
electrical
wrong with
tape. Electrical tape. You see the electrical tape?
I've got a lot of Bluetooth headphones.
Okay. Are those Beats?
Yeah.
You will learn, if you haven't already, I like Beats. They look clean. They look awesome. I did Beats the first, 6 years of this job. They never last.
Yep.
Not for this gig.
Mine broke, too.
I'm riding these to the sunset.
And I did multiple versions of them. I did the big studio ones, and I was look at me, my Beats. And then I did, the smaller ones with the cool colors, and I'm like, look at my pastel.
I'm the man.
They all just started crapping out pretty quickly.
That's usually the way that it goes. Love my Bose ones, though. Shout them out. Let's get to final hour. Let's start with the Magic Hat. What do we got in the Magic Hat today? Casey.
Give me a break.
Dude, right out of the gate. I love it.
Break me off a piece of that.
Kit Kat bar.
Love a good
You
Kit
see
Kat
my
bar.
Kit Kat's in the news lately.
Oh, this is really about Kit Kat.
It's actually a Kit Kat story. I have a Kit Kat story. By the way.
What?
One of the three.
Say it.
One of the most underrated candy bars that exists.
100% with you.
Kit Kats are delightful.
I don't think it's underrated.
You think it's properly rated? That was the only reason I hesitated was I wonder, am I not giving them enough value?
Let me look up who has the best
chocolate. I think it's
a
top three, but I think it scrapes that five every single time.
Okay, yeah, because how many people would put Kit Kat in their top three? Because it might be in my top three.
Of chocolate, okay, so last
candy bars.
Year.
It's Halloween candy.
Here's
category.
These are your top three candy bars.
I take a Kit Kat over a Snickers.
A Reese's peanut butter cup.
Or a... Can you count the peanut butter cup as the candy bar?
Technically, you can. I mean, I'll allow it.
But yeah, I'll allow it.
Halloween candy.
The Hershey milk chocolate bar.
So just plain chocolate.
Part of that is I don't think people actually just buy them and eat them. I think there's also... You can't take it to affect the s'mores element or dicing up chocolate to put in cookies or something because it's cheaper than buying chocolate chips. And then the Snickers.
Yeah, I would take a Kit Kat over, I don't know about the Reese's Peanut Butter Cup, because those are just truly delightful.
I do love Hershey bars.
But over the Hershey's, and I would take them over a Snickers, too.
I would take the next three in sales. I would take these three over those three. If you comped them into a group, the next three are Kit Kat, Twix, Butterfinger. I would take those over a Peanut Butter Cup, Chocolate Bar, Snickers.
Well, the reason I bring up Kit Kat is because they recently had a massive heist. So it was just Easter. I don't know if you guys are aware of that. He has risen. I was flying back from Hawaii. He rose. I was not present for the rising, but he rose. And I know it's a big holiday for a lot of people. So happy Easter, everybody. Leading up to Easter, a lot of people eat candy. You put them in your little Easter baskets, right? Maybe you're hiding them somewhere in an egg and people can find them. 12 tons of Kit Kat chocolate bars went missing in Europe last week.
12 tons?
12
That's a lot of candy.
Tons. Thieves made off with the truck. There was a truck transporting them. It said Kit Kat on the side of the truck. Pretty obvious what they're driving around. And these thieves took and stole the truck. And it was carrying how many bars? 413,793 bars of a new range set off of, it was in central Italy, and they were going to distribute it throughout Europe, but it never reached its final destination. The vehicle was stolen, and that led Kit Kat in the run-up to Easter to make sure that their chocolate bars got where they needed to go. they basically had to pay for and deploy security escorts, in-store guards, and even SUV convoys to make sure their chocolate bars got out to where they needed to go so they could make the money that they needed to. And it's not much of a story other than I just wanted to bring up how much I love Kit Kat bars.
There is I still have leftover, I think from either a birthday party or Halloween. We still have a small Halloween size 2 Kit Kat, you know, ones that you hand out at Halloween. There's one in my pantry just sitting down. My kids haven't eaten it. I stare at it every day. I'm just like, when am I going to eat this?
I'm surprised it's lasted that long.
I would have eaten it weeks ago. Months ago.
I'm trying to, you know, not eat as much sugar.
What was the number again? It was 413,000?
Bars, yeah.
That would roughly take you 1,132 years to eat if you ate one bar every single day.
How much does a Kit Kat bar cost? Let's play that fun game.
$2.
About $2 a bar.
I think candy bars are like $2
now. Then you're stealing,
$1.89.
So you're stealing close to $1 million in candy.
$5 at Dollar Tree.
What?
For a snack size Kit Kat.
Wait. What is this, $5 Tree?
Time out.
Bum, bum, bum.
You're looking at like a bag
of them. That's the bag of snack size.
One standard Kit Kat bar has got to be like a $2.
Okay. Even then, 413,000 bars, selling them for $2 a pop. You're making good money right there.
Yeah.
A random thing to steal. Some people came to the conclusion that this was a spoof, that they basically tried to fake the news that their Kit Kats were stolen to get into the news. But either way, it got me because I was talking about Kit Kats. And now I want to go eat a Kit Kat.
I'll put a poll question. Is Kit Kat a top 3 candy bar?
I know what the answer is going to be, but it deserves more respect than it gets.
So no for you, but you still suggest?
I would put it in the top 3 for me personally. I don't think people will put it in their top 3.
What are the other two? Peanut Butter Cup?
I'd go Reese's Peanut Butter Cup and probably Twix.
Oh, I love it.
Reese's, Twix, and Kit Kat are probably my top 3.
Okay. I'm a Butterfinger menace.
Dude, I love Butterfinger.
Then it gets all stuck in your teeth and you're eating it for the next 30 minutes.
I kind of hate that part, though, because then now I'm digging in my mouth with my finger.
Which one has the most iconic commercial? Because give me a break of that Kit Kat bar, solid.
Yeah.
The Butterfinger Bart Simpson.
Nobody better lay a finger.
On my Butterfinger.
On my
Butterfinger.
Left-right Twix story.
Left-right Twix story is a good one.
Yeah.
The simplicity of the Reese's ads are really good.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that guy's voice.
Will Arnett.
Will Arnett, thank you. Somebody just, that was good. Like, that's it. They're just a bike.
You don't even really need to make a commercial for a Reese's Peanut Butter
Cup. Put it up.
You just put it up and it slowly goes by your TV screen and you're like, yep, that's elite.
Yep. I want to eat one of those. All right, what's next?
More to the story.
More to the story. I hate to do this, but I got to do it.
Uh-oh.
So I got home yesterday, and look, I'm a little bit of a... My mom watches nothing but trash television. If you ever go to my mom's house or she comes over to hang out, she will put on Oxygen or wherever reality television, E! Channel, and she'll watch all of the trash, right? Like Love Lagoon and Giant Orgy, Pick Me, Not Her, like whatever the shows are called.
What channel's Giant Orgy on? Just asking for a friend. I'm just curious. What channel is that on?
Yeah, the Orgy Boat, whatever it is. You know, my mom will watch the trashiest television possible, okay? She's addicted to reality television. In saying that, I keep up with a lot of the trash, gossipy pop culture stuff. It just is what it is.
It's in your DNA.
I go to TMZ yesterday afternoon. I'm watching the Par 3 contest. I'm on the couch. My kids aren't home.
Yeah.
I'm trying to do some show sheet stuff. I go to TMZ.com. What do I see on TMZ.com? More Diana Rossini and Mike Vrabel stuff.
Uh-oh.
And buddy, from when we ended up talking about it yesterday to right now, a lot has happened. Okay.
Okay.
A lot.
You got to have to fill me in because
they're still denying.
I got surface level and that was about as deep as I went.
They're denying, but we've got more audio that has surfaced now through the last 2-3 years. So she got married in 2020. She got married during COVID.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. This happened on Get Up. All right. Take a listen to what she said on Get Up.
And I think we all do weird things when we're in love and we overshare and overpost and. Look, he's married. He's getting married to a beautiful actress. I'm married to someone average. I don't post a lot about him. If I was married to someone beautiful, I'd overpost too.
She also said this at the Super Bowl.
What? She said that on Get Up?
Yep. She said this year on one of our Boston sports stations over there at the Super Bowl. She said this about going to Miami.
No, I did things in Miami I haven't even told my husband because it's just I had that much fun. It was well, not like that.
Stop
but like,
no.
But like I knew he would judge the kind of partying I was doing.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what got into me. I just remember being down there acting like it was my last day on earth.
She also said this before her marriage.
Oh, no.
I think when men propose, that's their wedding day. Like that's when you guys are all in. It's not really all in for us yet. I think for women, the actual wedding day is the moment. So, I mean, Kev was all down for it. I was the one that was very skeptical. I was like, oh, I don't know. And at the time, I was working at ESPN, and I remember I was still working. And so the night before my wedding, I'm making calls, and I had a phone interview set up with Jimmy Garoppolo. And
handsome
I remember
guy.
Jimmy was great. He made like a funny joke, like, hey, it's night before your wedding. You sure you want to do this? And I'm thinking like, of all the people in my life that I'm going to talk to the night before my wedding, the one guy my dad wanted me to, or my mom wanted me to marry was Jimmy Garoppolo. And he's calling me like, this is a sign.
And her mom also told her that her husband might be stepping out on her.
I said, hey, thank you so much. Kev told me that you stopped by the house. He did the Oh, yeah. He looks good. He looks really good. I go, yeah. I was like, he doesn't seem as stressed this year. She's like, you know what? I'm starting to think he's got a girlfriend. And you know what? Good for him.
What?
He looks good. He's successful. His wife's never around. You love this football thing. That's why he looks good. I don't
fight with her.
I went right back out. I go, why would you say that to me right now while I'm on a trip?
Right.
That my husband has a girlfriend.
Yeah.
And just keeping you on your toes, you know? I don't need to be kept on my toes. I need help.
She wants you to be in the most vulnerable spot.
It's so messed up.
Across the country.
I'm as far as you can be from New Jersey right now.
Right.
There's nothing I can do.
Yes.
And yet she's out here throwing things in my head.
Right.
Now I'm wondering. I'm like, that one girl in his office is really pretty.
Yes.
Shoot. You're starting to think
code, yeah, right?
So look, I'm not saying we know.
Oh, no.
Facts that they did this.
This is a lot of new evidence to present in front of the court.
The marriage seems interesting to say the least.
I mean, having your wife say if he was better looking, I would post more about him.
There was a lot of Freudian slips in there.
And now she's worried he's been cheating and
let me
she's
ask
partying
you this.
In Miami and not telling him. What details do you omit from partying
in Miami? I got hammered
in Miami.
Like, if you're just drinking, whatever. Like, all right.
It's Miami.
It's Miami.
Yikes.
There's been a lot of openness with talking about how, like, average and weird and...
I mean, it's Mike Vrabel, too, on the other side, right? I mean, it's Mike Vrabel.
Have you seen the husband?
No.
I think he looks like Mike Vrabel. He's just not as... He's not a football player. He's a smaller version of Mike Vrabel to me.
Let me see.
He wasn't... I was waiting for Jimmy G. And he's not ugly, but
he
just
does
kind of
look like it.
Vrabel.
Yeah, he's not an ugly guy.
No,
he's
no,
average.
He's
that's average for you, Diana Rossini.
Dude, he's like a CEO at Shake Shack.
Come on.
He's making huge amounts of money.
If that guy's average,
well, we know we're ugly. Yeah, I mean, come on, that's not even a contest.
Let me ask you this: that's your wife. All of this is out there. How do you feel?
If my wife is her, I'm already insecure into the relationship because I'm waiting for...
Because of the job or the
Tom
looks?
Tom Brady talked to me today, and we're going to go on a cruise to test things out.
We're going to go get sushi this afternoon and talk about his ownership. Hell no, you're not.
She had an interview with Jimmy Garoppolo.
Over my dead body.
Was, it was fine.
Yeah.
What? Yeah. Where's your meeting with Jimmy Garoppolo? It's at the top of the Marriott.
Who's the ugliest guy in the NFL?
That's a great question.
It was Terrell Suggs.
Really?
Yeah, he was. Yeah,
I'm not saying you're wrong. I just you had that.
Liam Cohen's
already.
Pretty ugly, I think. He's
Liam
got kind
Cohen
of a goofy
is?
Looking face.
I don't like any of this. I'm the ugliest guy in the NFL.
I'm just saying, like, who's the guy that she sets up an interview with that you're not
that you
feeling self insecure about?
They're all
none
pro
of
athletes
them?
Or their front
coaches
office or their coaches. Like none. Their livelihoods is largely about cheating.
That poor bastard.
What do you mean? Which one are you least? It already doesn't sound like it's great.
Yeah.
If this is my wife, look, I'm just going to say this. We don't know their relationship.
No,
and
we don't.
She's just tweeting today. And, dude, She has, like, she's getting ratioed on every tweet. Puts out.
She's just breaking news in the NFL. Yeah. They're voting on replacement officials, blah, blah, blah.
Doesn't matter.
900 responses, 22 retweets. Yeah.
So it's going to be a while for her, I think, on the blowback of this. But the photos were not great. And now we've uncovered all of the audio of, like, average husband, marriage is a little rocky, I'm doing stuff in cities and not telling him about it, he might be having an affair on me.
You know. Not looking good right now. Not looking good.
You know who's skating on this is Vrabel.
73rd. They both, by the way, are married with families.
He's been married with his wife
forever.
Since college.
Both married with families.
She's skating out of this. This is all about Rossini.
I'm going to go 70% something, 30% nothing.
That's a high nothing.
70 to 30.
I think I'm going 80-20.
80-20?
Yeah, I think I'm in the 80-20 camp.
Good luck to that husband. More Magic Hat next on The Fan. Oh, it's magic. All right, more Magic Hat time. I think Rosina's guilty. I think she's guilty.
You said 70-30, dude. I
think she's guilty.
I think the public opinion right now is 90-10.
Just an interesting one to follow.
There's just so many audio clips of like, you know, he's average. Yeah, my marriage is weird. I don't think men love women. I'm going to party without him and not tell him anything about that party.
Should I really get married?
Eddie Griffin was right.
He was. All right, what else we got here?
You're damn right.
You're damn right. Is that mine?
Is that one mine?
I didn't write it.
That one's yours. That's not mine.
You're damn right. I don't remember.
Okay, next one. Could have been a holdover.
Oh, I
do
bet you...
Do we like this guy?
Yeah, thank you. That's mine. I know that. The damn right one, I think, is a carryover.
Could have been a carryover.
I didn't write "you're damn right" today.
Sometimes we forget the carryover.
So there's a few things left over in this house.
Yeah, there's always a few we don't
Swag
get
said he had one he wanted to get to, and he had to be out today. Yeah. So, yeah, apologies there. Yeah, so I'd never heard him speak. I got to be honest with you. I didn't even watch the press conference.
Okay.
There's an NFL coach that is new on a team that had a press conference yesterday, and remember, they had all their coaches and their big NFL meetings in Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
This individual is a brand new coach, and he missed the coach's photo.
Oh, the infamous coach's photo?
The infamous coach's photo. There were three guys missing, and this guy missed it.
Who were the three that were missing? Well, I guess we'll find out one.
I'll play a clip of one of the guys who missed it because he was asked about missing the coach's photo. This is his first time being a head coach, and he missed the NFL coach's photo. And I want to also get your feel of what do we think based on what he's saying and talking about here.
Hmm. Oh, I really don't give a I mean, it had nothing to do with me. I mean, they moved the meeting. I didn't miss it. I was just trying to get a sweet haircut. I mean, that's what I was trying to do. And then they moved the meeting. Now, you can blame that I should have been at the meeting when they moved it up and my ass would have known that's when it was. Yeah, okay, I gotcha. And was it disappointing? Bet your ass it was disappointing. Waited my whole life to be a head coach. I'm not in the head coach's picture. You'd think with AI they could have done that quickly and got me in there. But no, that's the way it is. It'll be under the bridge. And what'll matter most is whether we... how we move from here and do we win or not. That ultimately, none of that will matter.
The reason I ask is that there's this perception around the Browns, like, you know, what can go wrong, will go wrong. People always read the worst into what happens here. How can you guys change that perception?
Winning. Well, what changes everything, right? What changes? Winning changes everything, right? I told the coaches that the other day, right? Or playing well. How does a player stop a narrative? Play well. How do we stop a narrative on offense? Score. How do you step a narrative of winning? Win. It's pretty freaking simple, right? I mean, is that not in life in general, right? There is a narrative out there that, you know, you're not a good husband. Well, change. Be a good husband.
No.
Right? All that's
or
part of it.
Vrabel.
Right? Change the narrative. Become that. That's what we have to do. It's real simple.
That's Todd Monken.
Todd Monken missed the picture, huh?
Get to know Todd Monken for a sweet-ass haircut.
I mean, if you're getting a sweet cut, I don't blame you at all. Who were the other two coaches that missed it?
I forgot the third, to be honest with you, but McVay. There were three.
Where was McVay at? Just randomly. Evidently, they moved the timing of it, and he couldn't get there in time.
I think that was the problem, is they had to reschedule twice, and I also don't think McVay cares because he's been in it. Monken's a first-time head coach.
He's never going anywhere.
He's also not wrong. How can we not just AI them in?
It's a great point for Monken. Also, why would the NFL move something like that if everybody has different schedules? Like, why would you change when the picture's getting taken?
They're all in the same place. They're all having same big meetings. I don't know why it was changed.
Should have been just a set time. Everybody's there. It's at 4:30. Why is it? Now it's at 4. What? Okay.
Yeah.
You couldn't pay a photographer to hang around for another 30 minutes, NFL?
Have you ever had such a good haircut that you'd be willing to miss something important?
No, I don't think so. I mean, I'm okay missing things. I love the opening answer there of who gives an ass.
Yeah.
If we win, it's fine. If we don't, it doesn't matter if I win the picture or not. Nobody's going to remember it either way. I love the start of that answer. And yes, he's spot on that the only thing that will change the perception of the Browns is winning. Until we see them win, nothing will change in terms of perception about the Cleveland Browns.
Yeah.
Who's their starting quarterback going to be next year?
The owner openly said it could be Deshaun.
Oh, we'll bring him back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And people in Cleveland were like, did you really say that out loud? Why did you do that?
How much money am I paying him? You bet your ass I'm going to make him play. Hopefully he tears his Achilles again. What else we got in there, Casey?
Who is the lawyer?
Oh, this is a good one. This one's from our good friend Tim Moniz.
He said, oh, Tim Moniz, we have a submission.
Well, what I say is I like people that also give me magic hats.
Yes, yes, please.
And Tim made the opens for us, and so I wanted to read. This is interesting. For the first time ever, Peru has announced that insects can be recognized legally, and they have legal rights.
What? So I can't kill them?
They're really trying to fight the bee extermination situation, right?
Yeah,
bees are going extinct. And
hold on to the bees.
Gray. We need bees. Bees are important. And so Peru has announced that bees have legal rights. And I'm serious. Who represents bees? And
Jiminy how do you... Cricket?
He's got a suit.
But I'm...
He's ready to go.
Well played.
How do you do this?
So if you see me killing a bee in public, can I then, somebody can file?
Well, they're worried about the Amazon, right?
Right.
The Peruvian Amazon. And so they're worried about, what it's going to do to the bee population here.
Yeah.
And if people are overstepping, they are saying legally now the bees have rights.
I mean, there's got to be
files on behalf of a bee.
I don't know. I have a lot of follow-up questions there. Also, how do people who are allergic to bees feel about this? So I'm not allowed to kill something that can kill me?
Well, these are stingless bees.
Stingless. They're stingless bees?
Yeah.
Which bees are stingless?
There's such a thing?
They all sting.
This bee is a stingless bee.
How is there a stingless bee?
What am I?
They
God?
All have stingers.
They're
they
a native have... stingless bee.
I'm not buying it's a stingless bee.
Are you live in Peru?
News.
What do you know
fake
about Peru?
News.
You've never even been to Peru.
I follow Peru closely.
Do bumblebees sting? Bumblebees
yes.
don't sting.
They can if they want to. They don't often, but
no
they
way
have a stinger.
Sting. I've always been told bumblebees don't sting.
Yes, bumblebees can sting, but they rarely do.
Yeah. I've never seen a human being stung by a bumblebee.
No, you're not scared of a bumblebee when they're flying around. Bumblebees are wonderful.
Bumblebees are wonderful.
I love a good bumblebee.
I love saying bumblebee. Bumblebee tuna. You know what I mean? It was so good, they named it after fish product. But I don't understand how a bee is going to represent itself.
I don't get it either.
Stingless bee. You're questioning the native stingless bee?
Also, anything other than a bumblebee, you're getting waxed in my backyard.
What do you mean?
Anything other than a bumblebee, I'm taking you out.
You take out honeybees?
Honeybees or bumblebees are kind of the same thing for me.
But they're not.
They're basically the same.
But they're not.
They're stingless bees.
No, that bee stinks. And then that bee dies because the stinger comes
I want
off.
Nothing to do with bees in my backyard. Get
Wasps,
them out.
Go, get out of here.
Go pollinate somebody else's yard,
dude.
Okay? You go get their flowers. My flowers are doing just fine.
The bumblebee.
Without swatting a bee out of my face as I'm trying to mow my lawn.
You gotta save the bees,
No,
man.
I'm not saving the bees. Why is that on me? I didn't kill the bees. It's not my fault the bees are running low.
You do every little
this
thing
This is
you
like
can.
The, we gotta take cold showers to protect the planet. Yeah, because that's gonna do a lot.
It's ridiculous.
Me not killing a bumblebee in my backyard is going to save the population of bees.
You know, when this whole
Why
thing
don't you do
ends,
everything you can?
You're going to be on your deathbed.
I'm going to say, good. I'm glad I lived the life the way I wanted to live it. Even though corporations were cutting down the rainforest, like it's my fault.
You're not wrong there. Yeah.
Why don't you drive an electric car? How about you stop flying your private jet everywhere? Huh?
You know, if you could learn the language, you might make a decent amount of coin being a bee representative lawyer.
This is a spoof show that needs to happen now. We need a spinoff. Bee Corps. That's perfect. A guy walking around town with binoculars waiting to see somebody step on a bee. Hey, you! Run over, file lawsuit.
What does a bee lawyer commercial look like? We got all these defense lawyers. We got a divorce lawyers.
Yeah.
What does a bee lawyer sound like in a commercial?
I'm kind of picturing a Mr. Bean type of character.
Yeah.
He's kind of goofy, a little quiet, you know, a little nerdy, protecting the bees.
Yep.
Some tape maybe in the middle of his glasses.
Harry Potter what's vibe. The buzz on the streets? Me. I'm a bee lawyer. You know what I mean? Got to wear a little bee butt.
I got to be honest with you. I think I'd watch that show.
Oh, I'd watch a lot of court television if they'd get the programming right.
Protect the bees. There's your lesson of the day. Magic Hat. Well done, everybody. We'll have some leftovers for next week.
We probably shouldn't because we can't remember any of our leftovers ever.
That's true. I'm going to use one of mine in my FUPdate. And let's get to that. It's FUPdate time next on The Fan.
Now, from the George McCoy and Warren Allen Sports Desk, a Sports Center update on the Fan Sports Network, 105.1 FM and 1080 AM.
This SportsCenter update is brought to you by the Nike Hoop Summit. Coming to the Moda Center on April 11th, see the USA take on the world in an epic doubleheader. For discount tickets, use promo code FAN20-26. First on the Fan, a youth softball fight in Dalton, Georgia, ooh, has just gone viral after the coaches.
Oh.
It is an 8U game involving the Wreckers.
Life or death.
And the Fury Platinum.
We will not lose this game.
Where the coaches refuse to shake hands in the video, and then you just see a scuffle break out.
Over 7-year-old softball?
We got a Don Geno and 8U softball?
Wow. Well, let's just say that Meredith Haskew Grant was arrested and charged with misdemeanor battery for the events that went down.
Reevaluate your life. Reevaluate your life. It's 7-year-old softball. Happy National Unicorn Day.
Ooh. We could have a day for a not real thing.
6% of Americans believe unicorns existed.
I didn't know we were that stupid.
Have you watched the news?
That's true.
Really?
Well, if camels exist, what's to say that a horse doesn't have a hump on the front?
Is that it? Is that the end of your animal fact? I didn't know if there was more there.
Do you think a unicorn has a hump and not a horn?
Again.
You think it has a tumor on its head?
I don't know what dinosaurs look like either, but I can speculate.
Are you telling me the unicorns, if they existed, had humps, not horns?
Theoretically.
Could be a hump. You never know. The transfer portal swallows everybody up in college basketball. Everybody's in it. Two questions here. One, would you get this tattoo? Two, would you have a regret? A player on Nebraska, Burke Bayunk, I don't know how to say his last name. He got Nebraska's record, 28-7, tattooed on his arm.
Yeah.
Is that a tattooable record?
I mean, it was probably
28-7.
The most memorable moment of his life.
33-0, sure. 32-1, a national championship. 28-7.
28-7 is a
28-7. Okay,
Sweet 16. Is that a football score? Or is that a? I got questions.
You might as well just list.
Guess
the seven
what he
teams.
Did? He's in the portal.
For more youth football, youth softball fights, unicorns, tattoos, transfer portal stories in 30 minutes. I'm Casey Smith from the George McCoy at Warren Allen Sports Desk. Hurt and missing work? Insurance companies acting like jerks? Don't call your mom. Call George McCoy at WarrenAllen.com.
All right, welcome back in. If you missed it earlier, look, everybody's mind is on golf today. It's the opening round of the Masters.
Who'd you pick?
I have a handful of different bets. My official pick, though, was Tommy Fleetwood.
You went Fleetwood?
Yeah, it was my biggest bet was Tommy Fleetwood.
Probably good odds on Fleetwood.
Yeah, I like diving. I don't like doing the favorites until I see where they go on Thursday. Like, if you give me a even par round for Rory today and he's 5 off the lead, that's when I'll gamble on Rory. Same with Scotty. He hasn't been great on Thursday so far this year. I try, just the odds aren't that good for guys in the top 3 or 4. And so I try and go a little bit deeper down. So I sprinkle some money on different guys up and down the board. But Tommy Fleetwood was my biggest bet. So far making me look good. He's 400 through 9. And everybody's got their mind on golf. And you know what? How about this? Huh? You ready? June 23rd? What are you guys doing on June 23rd?
I know what I'm doing. I know where I'll be.
I know what I'm doing.
I'm going to be at a par 3.
I'm going to be hanging out, watching Danny Meringue wear his... is he going to wear his Jurassic Park hat again and hit a bunch of shots again? We can bring it. Let's make this happen. Sakanik's going to be out there smoking a cigar.
Danny just volunteering to hit every tee shot when nobody would ask him was my favorite part.
My only recommendation.
He would just step up and, yeah, I'll hit one for you.
I got one.
Okay.
He hit a lot of balls last year. He might have. We needed to check blisters. Do you have any blisters at the end of it? We need to keep stats this year. That's my. We need to have somebody who's responsible
for. I kept it last year.
Did you actually for people?
Yeah, well, not people. Him. He's
just
the
him.
Only one. I mean, we hit like. I think I hit 2.
I didn't hit that many. Well, because he kind of bullied his way into hitting tee shots.
I counted it. He went 1 for 28.
1 for 28 during your time on the
sixth
hole.
And the one green shot was like right on that edge.
Hanging on the edge.
Right on the edge.
We are having our famous, it is back, the Fangolf Classic, as Toyota is presenting. Fangolf Classic, June 23rd, Langdon Farms Golf Club. Foursomes are now on sale. You can choose between the morning or the afternoon round. But make sure you get your group signed up soon because they will fill up quickly. Look, it's the funnest day in golf of the year. Activations, tasting around the course. Infamous Angels MV Bourbon Par 3 6th hole. That's what we're talking about. Where all of our shots, ourselves, Danny and Patrick, Luke, Isaac and Suk, will all be posted up, heckling you and admiring your shots, and probably hit a couple of celebrity guest shots for you. Of course, we'll keep you fed with the post-round meal, thanks to Matt's Barbecue. Head to 1051thefan.com and click on the Fan Golf Classic logo for all the information and to sign up and play. And it's presented by Toyota. It's also brought to you by Vulcan Design and Construction, Henderson and Daughter Windows and Doors, Battery Exchange, Mastro DeBell Tequila, Philbrook Law, 1-800-DIVORCE, Roto-Rooter, and Window Nation. Boom goes the dynamite.
They're going to go fast, man. Sign up now.
They always go quick. Afternoon usually sells out a little bit quicker than morning round, but make sure you grab it, and we'll be out there all day. Cannot wait. We'll see you at Langdon on June 23rd. It's the best day of the entire summer. I don't have a lot of time here. We'll get you set for your night in sports here in a moment. I'm going to just go ahead and get rid of another Magic Hat because I didn't get picked in the last segment.
Yeah, we get a couple carryovers that I like.
You know us. Like, this is right up our alley, and for older audiences, this might be a little like, I don't remember that at all, and this doesn't do anything for me. Were you a Sunny Delight kid? Were you a Sunny D kid?
Sunny D. Man, a moment in time. Yeah.
Sunny D had
a Sunny D drink.
Sunny D's still out there?
Wait a minute.
Oh, yeah.
Does it taste the same? Is it still the same sugary quality?
Not quite the same, but it still hits.
Yeah, I mean,
it
still I was hits. Always
That's why we loved it, because it was an orange juice.
My mom bought Sunny D.
Okay. Yeah. Occasionally at Sunny D in the fridge.
Oh, yeah. We get the containers of it, or you go to a sporting event, and it was always the post-game drink of choice by a lot of parents.
Oh,
you get
a
mini Sunny D.
For sure.
Dude, the commercials were great.
So
the branding was great. The name of it, Sunny D.
Sunny D.
In college, during the Borg era, you know, when people would fill up gallons of alcohol.
Yeah.
That's what I would do. I would just get a Sunny D bottle.
Little vodka.
Sunny D and vodka.
Little tequila, and then
tequila, yeah. Yeah, a little sunrise.
That's a good way to do it. Well played.
Now, hold on. Can we pause before we get to your story?
Sure. Time out.
You're the youngest at the fan, I think.
How old are you, Casey?
24.
24.
You're still drinking Sunny D?
That was, probably.
When was the last time you drank Sunny D?
You're going to the store and you're actively buying Sunny D
with booze, or do you drink Sunny D on its own?
I'll drink it on its own and just down a bottle by itself.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. It's something that, like, I probably have a problem with.
Sugar?
Just Sunny D. Sunny
just
D and
Sunny
Gushers.
D only.
Those are my two.
Dude, Gushers. Gushers will still do it for
me. I totally get the Gushers. The Sunny D. I feel like if I tasted Sunny D right now, I'd be like, this is disgusting. I can't believe I liked this.
I might buy Sunny D on the way home today. I'm kind of interested.
It will send you on a nostalgia trip where you feel like a kid watching cartoons.
Yeah, it's probably been 30 years since I've had Sunny D.
I hear
you. Unless I mix it in college. I probably did that at one point, and I just don't remember.
But I had an unfortunate experience with Manwich. I introduced my daughter to Sloppy Joe's years ago, and I was so excited because I used to house Sloppy Joe's.
Extra sloppy!
And I made it, and I took one bite, and I'm like, oh, this is gross.
We're not eating these.
I can't believe I used to eat seven of these.
It's not happening. Well, you mentioned their commercials were always great back in the day, and there was one in the 90s. They had a lot of famous commercials in the 90s. But one of their themes of their commercials was kids running to the refrigerator.
Oh, yeah.
Looking for the refreshment on a hot day.
Are you telling me those kids were on Epstein Island?
That is not what I'm telling you. But usually before they grabbed the Sunny D,
being held
that
hostage.
Took a dark stay and turn, dude. Don't do that to Sunny D. How dare you besmirch Sunny D to that level? I will not allow that.
You want to talk about the CEO of a children's photography business was on Epstein's list?
Jesus, dude.
Our pictures.
And as they would go to grab the Sunny D, they would reach past what was called the purple stuff in the fridge. Do you remember the purple stuff?
The purple drink.
Purple
Lil
drink.
Wayne almost died drinking
he
it.
He is. Got to be careful for purple drink. You know who's selling purple drink now?
Lil Wayne.
Sunny D.
What?
So this was a joke in their 90s commercial was, we don't want the purple stuff. Give me the Sunny D. They have now come out with a vodka seltzer purple stuff. Sunny D adult
Sign
beverage.
Me.
See?
And I thought the same thing, too. I'm grabbing
one
of these.
He drink the purple drink.
No, he's drinking the real purple drink.
He loves Sunny D still. So who are they promoting it to? Casey.
Casey's
this
the guy.
This is for
this
me.
Is right so on his wheelhouse.
I kind of want to do a taste test live on the show. Sunny D purple stuff. We got to go find out where they're selling it. But I'm
going to be good.
I'm curious. I'll drink a seltzer. I'm not anti-seltzer. I'll allow it. Sunny D in the mix?
What are we doing? First of all, I didn't know they were still in business.
I had no idea either. Until I saw this news story, I had no clue that Sunny D was still a thing.
Now, what did you drink more of? Did you drink Sunny D or Tang?
Probably more Sunny D.
Because my mom, I could always tell when we were okay financially and when we were dealing with
good
some
weeks
stuff.
Or bad weeks or good months or bad months. Yeah.
Sunny D in the fridge. Life is okay.
We're doing good.
We are the lowest of middle class. We're all right.
Yeah.
Tang, we're going to stretch this baby out because I know you guys don't really like it that much. So
yeah.
That powder will sit in the pantry.
You're not going to drink it as often. It'll be around for a while.
Right. Yeah. Sunny D, that's gone in a week.
Yeah, we were far more Sunny D than Tang.
Yeah.
Although I'm not opposed to Tang. I was okay with Tang.
I mean, Tang had a good thing of like, hey, the astronauts drink it,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it was but kind of a fun branding. Is Tang still around? Do you remember Tang?
Tang? Nope.
No, Tang was gone.
They had the orangutan mascot.
Yeah, they did.
And I always like wanted it to be so much better than it was. It wasn't awful, but...
Is Kool-Aid still a thing?
Kool-Aid,
oh, Kool-Aid
is
definitely
still, still going strong?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I love Kool-Aid.
I've actually always wanted to try Tang. It's one of the things where it was just right out of my generation, where my brothers had it, but never... Like, consistently?
Dude, given the Rossini story, a good SNL spoof would be Mike Vrabel busting through a wall doing the Kool-Aid Man. In a Patriots thong.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's a different kind of Tang.
According to Google, they're saying that you can buy it on Amazon if you want to buy Tang. It's still out there. Tang's still a thing.
Kool-Aid, a huge thing still.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's like 10 cents.
Kool-Aid on a hot summer day, extra sugary. Kool-Aid, it hits.
Oh,
10 out of 10.
It hits.
Every time delivers.
So, you got to make. You got to know how to make it, though.
Yes, you do, properly.
If you're making Kool-Aid by the back of the pack, I don't want your Kool-Aid.
No, then it just tastes like water.
If there's not a half a bag of sugar in your Kool-Aid,
you're doing it wrong.
You don't know what you're doing with Kool-Aid.
Nope, it's not a healthy drink.
No.
It's like getting a salad at a fast food place. Just get the burger. Like, what, you think you're eating healthy here?
Well, it's like...
if I'm drinking Kool-Aid, I know what I'm getting into.
I have this in my life now. I don't really drink Sunny D's and Kool-Aids, but like my big thing right now is Diet Coke.
Yeah.
Diet Coke...
Fridge Sigs always deliver.
Fridge Sigs will always be undefeated.
Yeah.
Diet Coke in a plastic bottle, nah, I'm good. I'll pass on that. Diet Coke in a can or a glass bottle, that's going to hit.
Drastically different taste.
The same with Kool-Aid. Kool-Aid mixed on your own, absolute fire. Kool-Aid in the plastic little twisty top... Pouches?
Not the same.
Not good.
Not the same. I will even contend, I think the most elite Diet Coke is the mini can. Because it leaves me wanting more, which is good. Sometimes a full can, I'm like, why did I drink that whole thing? But a mini can, you're like, yeah, you know, it's like a birdie on the 18th hole.
Sure.
But you shot a 96, but hey, I'm ready to play again. And you feel like Andre the Giant when you drink it.
Yeah.
Anybody want the peanut?
Yeah,
like,
you're not
wrong. You know,
when you hold the mini can.
I got the big hand over here. You feel good, you know.
All right.
My wife wants to throw a Diet Coke themed 40th birthday for me this year.
Yeah, you going to do anything big for turning 40?
Probably not.
Drink a Diet Coke and go to bed early?
Go to bed at a proper hour.
8:30 bedtime, Diet Cokes.
Sorry, 8:45.
Sprags are getting kinky tonight.
Dude, we're getting real wild. It's 7:33. You don't know what this Tuesday is like.
7:33 bedtime sounds so good right now.
There are days where that,
that sounds so good.
That's a real thing.
Hard this time of year because the sunlight being out, but man, in the wintertime.
You're really going to give your kid Sunny D. Don't do it.
No, probably. He hasn't drank any juice.
What's like the most dangerous thing you've given your kid that we grew up on thinking, oh, this is totally okay, and now we're old and we're like, super processed, not good for you, might cause cancer.
Happy Meal. Probably the worst. We've done two Happy Meals, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
If that's
last
the worst.
One we bought him, he didn't even eat the burger. Now I got to eat the burger.
What did he do?
I mean, I'm not letting it go.
That's
to
a
waste.
Good problem to have.
I mean, I'm fine.
Don't act like that.
Twist
burger.
My arm.
Twist.
All right, I'll eat it.
I had that the other day. I made killer mashed potatoes, and I gave my kids it. They put their plates on the counter because, of course, why would they be civilized humans who scrape it into the garbage and then, you know, clean off the plate like their dad does?
Here you go, such
dad.
Thing. No.
They put it on the counter and I look at it and I'm like, all right, I'll do it if I need to. And
finish this off.
Two monster bites of cold mashed potatoes. I'm like, this is so good.
Oh, yeah, it hits. Well, there's your Sunny D. Go get your purple drink. Your Sunny D purple drink coming to a store near you. Wrap it up on a Thursday. We'll do it next on The Fam. All right, welcome back in. Got Joe Fisher in here trying to trash talk the Orioles.
They swept the White Sox.
You want a cookie? I guess they're playing the Giants this weekend, so I got that going for me.
Who plays for the White Sox again, Sprague?
Yeah, what's the guy's name again?
Dude.
Who hit the home run?
He's on fire right now. That is...
the home run of the home runs?
Marukin Kama...
Munetaka Murakami.
Luna. Luna?
Munetaka Murakami.
Does he have a shorter version that we can use? Like, you got that point, you got to go by, like,
Mooney?
I call him Mooney Moonshot.
Mooney Moonshot? Hey, that's a great nickname.
Great nickname.
Because the other nicknames that were thrown about got shot down very quickly.
Do you guys agree that the nickname in basketball is dead?
We still call Ant.
That's not a nickname. You know, that's a shortening of a name. Everybody's initials.
Yeah. Joker? How often does it go Joker instead of Jokic?
Well, 30% of the league is named Jalen, so.
That is true. There's too many Jalens.
Yeah, there's two on one team. One has to be called J-Dub.
That's right. They can't go both by Jalen.
But even
Jaylen.
That's not really a nickname. It's just J-W. Yeah.
I feel like yeah, that's a good point. Now that I'm thinking about it.
Do you agree with it?
I do.
It's a sport that has lost the most luster in nicknames as basketball.
I agree with the assessment.
What are they trying to do? I just had this. I was going to put this on my show notes. They have a nickname tandem for Wemby and Stephon Castle.
Oh.
What is it?
Like a Batman and Robin type of thing where they're both a part of the nickname?
Yeah, it's called they call them Area 51.
Okay.
Because they're otherworldly.
But if you take out Wemby...
He's not Area 51. He's not otherworldly.
That's why it's a combo nickname.
Wemby's Area 51. There's nothing Area 51 about... Stephon Castle's a very good player.
Well, and I kind of noticed...
He's not
this,
out of this world.
Like, I've noticed on our team, we have two, I think, pretty awful nicknames.
Kling Kong?
No, Kling Kong is good.
Kling Kong and the Yong Bong?
No... No, not
they
that
shot
one.
That one down. Once it went from Yong to Yang, we lost so many opportunities.
We did. I think the Denny nickname is one of the worst nicknames.
What's he go by? The Flash?
Turbo.
Turbo. Yeah, that's stupid.
Turbo is something you say sarcastically to somebody who got something wrong. Oh, good one, Turbo. Yeah.
Turbo was the name of a defensive lineman who used to growl at people.
Right.
It's
and then
dog in an animated movie.
Kevin Calabro has been trying for two seasons now to tell me that Shaedon Sharpe's nickname is Cobra. You're not going to get me with the pencil.
The Cobra. If that was a celebration, though, I'd lean into it. Call him the Cobra. Every time he gets a three coming back the other end of the floor.
I just, nicknames have lost, there's an art. And we've lost the art. It's because players are giving themselves nicknames.
Yeah, we've lost the plot. Go enjoy some golf today, ladies and gentlemen. If you missed the show, 1051thefan.com, at 1051thefan on Twitter, at Dirt and Sprague on Twitter. Thank you so much for being a part of our Thursday. Like the video on YouTube, subscribe to the channel if you haven't done so yet. Enjoy the opening round of the Masters. We'll talk about it all. And Joe Freeman will join us tomorrow for the final weekend of the Blazers season at 9 a.m. So that'll be a fun one on a Friday. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 6 a.m. The Firm, Harrison Moran is next. Listen to 1051 FM The Fan.